Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Thursday, June 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Afghanistan's insurgents target foreign aid workers. A Christian agency continues its work. Unregistered religious activity in Turkmenistan is still illegal. And inmates' dads are the target of an evangelistic outreach. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Afghanistan, where Taliban militants are believed to be responsible for an attack killing 5 people, including 3 foreign aid workers. The incident is a concern to evangelical groups like International Aid, who's working there. IA's president, Miles Fish, is concerned about a new trend.
It wasn't very long ago that someone in a military situation that wore a Red Cross or that was involved in development work was kind of off limits to the combatants, and that seems to be changing both in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's a matter of very grave concern.
The new violence isn't stopping International Aid's travel plans. Bottom line, Fish says, pray for safety and funding.
There are uncountable opportunities for ministry. Our ability to respond to those needs is in direct proportion to the financial resources that we are granted.
IA operates a medical clinic in a village in Afghanistan. Next, India's new parliament opened session this week following elections that swept out the Hindu nationalists. With a religious minority as prime minister and a Christian seated in the cabinet, many mission agencies are heartened by the potential for change. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer.
Because the lifting of the anti-conversion laws has already taken place in one state, we're trusting that the others will soon follow and that the Christians will become more outspoken. This is really an opportunity for them to engage in some public comments about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Dudenhofer says they're hoping to place the Bible with 25,000 families in the next 5 years. ASM is partnering with the World Cassette Outreach to bring the spoken word of God to the impoverished of India.
We continue to record many of the more obscure languages within India. And as we record those languages, we attempt to do a distribution as soon as possible.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The political situation in Turkmenistan, a Muslim-dominated country, has forced the church to meet in the underground. According to Bible Mission International, unregistered religious activity remains illegal even after the president eased registration rules. Despite being oppressed, the church is alive. Pray that the spark will not be extinguished, but that the few Christians there will stay faithful to the Lord, will be able to continue to meet together and grow spiritually. Next, Crossroad Bible Institute is teaming up with Prison Fellowship's Project Angel Tree. Crossroad Bible's David Scheringa says Project Angel Tree sends Christmas gifts to the children of prison inmates, but nothing has been done to reach the parents afterward. Scheringa says that's about to change.
For the last 25 years, there really has not been any effective way to follow up on those Angel Tree parents. They would like to see these Angel Tree dads offered our discipleship program. And so we've already sent off 150,000 applications.
Scheringa says leading inmates to Christ will ultimately help the next generation.
The children of inmates are 5 to 6 times more likely than the average kid to go to prison. So we need to reach those kids or we're just going to have another whole generation of problems.
Crossroad is expecting a huge response, so volunteers and funding are needed to meet the demand. And the launch of the Acts 1-8 Challenge will set the framework for the future of global ministry. Southern Baptists are trying to mold the thinking of the local church into a broader vision of a worldwide mission center. Taken from Christ's challenge to his disciples to take the gospel to the nations, the International Mission Board is emphasizing prayer, giving, personal participation in missions and evangelism, and starting new churches. The end goal? To live out the biblical call to missions. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.